It may not feel like winter is over, but climatological winter wrapped up at the end of February. That's the three-month season, December, January, and February, that climatologists call winter in the Northern Hemisphere. Brian Bretschneider with our Ask a Climatologist segment says defining a standard winter season is important for tracking big-picture climate trends. He says in Alaska, temperatures were significantly above normal for most of the state.
So if you look at, say, the northern half of the mainland, many stations were 8, 10, even up to 14 degrees above normal up on the North Slope. So Dead Horse, Uptiogvik, Kuparik, they were all like 12, 13 degrees, 14 degrees above normal. And even down toward, farther down to the interior, McGrath, about 11 degrees above normal. Fairbanks, about 8 degrees above normal for the December through February period. So that's significantly above normal. Farther south toward Anchorage, you know, about 3 to 4 degrees above normal. So the mainland part south of the Alaska Range was notably above normal, but not as extreme as the northern half of the state. And then actually down in southeast, there were some places that were actually a little bit below normal. But on bulk, the state on average was about 7 degrees above normal for the December through February period.
And what about winter snow?
So snow, we've actually had a pretty good snow winter. So if we look at, say, just the December through February period, on average, stations are running, you know, about 110 or 120% of normal, so above normal. Now, interestingly, for the precipitation, so if you take that snow and you melt it, the average is about 140% of normal. So well, we have this situation where some places may be mixed in a little bit of rain, but I think in most cases, we've actually had a little bit wetter snow. So if you're warmer, that snow isn't going to be quite as fluffy. So that way our precipitation totals have been outpacing our snowfall totals. Another interesting thing is our snow depth has actually been doing really well. Our snow depth is kind of outperforming our snowfall, which is an interesting little side note.
And in Anchorage, the snow kind of had a comeback late in the season this year. Is that true for the rest of the state as well?
Well, February was a really snowy month here in Anchorage. I think we had about 25 inches. Fairbanks also had about 23 or 24 inches. So a lot of snow in February. Juneau had a fair amount, and they've actually kept the snow depth for an extended period of time. So that's pretty noteworthy for snow in February. Here in Anchorage, we've actually, if you look at the point where half the season's snow fell before and then half after, so far, that's actually, that date is into February, which is kind of pretty late in the season. Probably still won't catch up to the seasonal annual total in Anchorage, but up for the north in Fairbanks, they're already, you know, if it didn't snow anymore, they're already running about 10 inches above what a full normal snowfall would be. So they're having a big snow year up there for sure.
Brian Bretschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage. He checks in with Alaska's Energy Desk each week as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.